Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're here at the United Wrestling Council radio. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties again, like always at the beginning. I don't know why we always have problems like this. Let me see. Lance, are you there?
Oh, look at that. Hello. Oh. Hello.
Hello. I don't know what happened.
I heard something say unmuted. I don't know. Well, how's it going, guys? Your boy Lance Winters here. I'm here with my super fan, Sonia. I'm just kidding. You're more than a super fan. You are a council member here at UWC. We're listening to UWC Radio. How you doing? How was your week? How was your weekend? What's going on in life?
My week was good, but freak my day. I'm having like a super blonde moment today where I keep messing up.
Well, you're right. This is a super blog, so I'm super stoked. Super stoked you're super blogged out on this super blog talk radio edition. I'm doing well too, you know. I can't complain. Everything is good. I'm on my 17th hour of work right now, so can't wait to pass out after this. But until then, got nothing but strong energy, a lot of resolve, and we're gonna kick some butt today. We got your buddy is gonna be on the line today. Who's our special guest again today?
My favorite wrestler in the world, Guyam.
Heck yeah, that's going to be fun. He's going to be talking about our Lucha Libre Alliance show, which is going to be Saturday, October 15th. And it's going to be a spooky event. Are you going to be able to make it?
When is it again?
It's going to be Sunday, October 15th at 3 p.m.
Actually, no, I won't be able to. I have a weekend for my niece's quinceañera that weekend. It's like we have a whole bunch planned. I cannot.
Why don't you have another quinceañera?
She cannot.
What
she
is a quinceañera?
My niece is working.
So she's going to have a 16-year-old next year.
Yeah.
All year?
She's Mexican, so it's not a sweet 16. It's a quinceañera.
Oh.
Dude, so.
Yes,
yeah, I was looking. What?
Nothing. I was just expecting a sweet 16, you know, I guess. I'm on the other side of the board, if you know what I'm talking about.
I was looking at the, not really the ratings, but just like the people who listen somewhere around in the world. And I was freaking surprised to see that we got some listeners in China, Brazil, Germany, and India.
Oh, my goodness. Buenvenidos a todos, right? How's it going, everybody? That's
awesome.
Pretty radical to hear that we're affecting people all over the world. They want to be part of the Wrestling Council, and I appreciate it. That's really cool, you know. I don't think I've ever been to any of those places, so now I got to go and sign some autographs. It's going straight to my head tonight.
Good. it's kind of like crazy that we're reaching to that kind of far in the world.
The council net is wide, ladies and gentlemen. So wide, so that I found myself in San Diego this last weekend. Pretty cool stuff, you know, just being able to travel. Well, I went to a wrestling show, so I was just going to say it's cool that, you know, it's one thing to be in your own town, one thing in your own city, one thing in your own county. But, you know, I was in San Diego, and hopefully now I'm going to go to China and go to Brazil. Like, you know, it just opens that net even wider. You know, all the opportunities are boundless. Maybe even Texas, but we'll talk about that later. Before we have our guest on, I want to ask you a question.
All right.
I was on, you know, the Facebook machine.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at your stuff. Not weird, you know, just scrolling through a fellow council member's account.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that you had this this link to a petition, and I tried to open it up. It was, like, way too long to read. So I was just wondering what that was all about. Give us a little context.
Oh, the one
something about Thanksgiving.
Oh, wait, which one about Thanksgiving? Let me see. Did I post it today?
Yeah, it was like a couple hours ago.
Let me see.
Trying to have some pre-show banter before we have Kayam on.
The one about the little girl?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Oh, it was just my friend's mom. Okay, so this is kind of like a long story. I just shared it and wanted to share this to get people to sign this petition to not let this dude be paroled by Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's pretty sad. This little three-year-old was murdered, and the killer is supposed to be getting released or paroled by Thanksgiving.
For the people who don't go to jail normally, what does that mean to be paroled? Is that like he's getting out for free, or is he on probation?
Yeah,
what does that mean
he
exactly?
He gets out, but yeah, he has to like have a parole officer or whatever, but still that doesn't mean that he's going to... Oh yeah, he's pretty much just out there on his own, and then he checks in once in a while with somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is not the transition wanted to make, as I also wanted to remember Hansel came home. Well, he didn't come home yet, but his homecoming party was a success last weekend. I heard the house was full. It was packed, and nobody of us was there. But I guess by proxy, the Royal Hawaiian was there. So UWC did show up, show out, and show support. That was a horrible transition. I'm so sorry. I thought that had better news than what's going on with a three-year-old child.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised you bring it. It was just something that I shared because it's just so crazy. Like, it's just crazy that stuff like that, like people just hurt children, and then they think that, like, and then people in the government like want to just release them, like it's all cool and stuff. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, because I didn't read much. Like I said, it was like a lot of paragraphs. It was crazy for my brain, but I did see some of that. Said he stated he might have been mentally unwell or something. And when I read that, I was just thinking, well, why would they let him out?
Exactly.
You already have a lot of mentally unwell people in the world.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't care about people like that anymore.
You know what makes
me
wish we had more superheroes? Yeah. That's why I brought up the superheroes. We need some superheroes here to save the day. And if it's not going to be you and it's not me, hopefully a Punisher will come out of nowhere. Ghost Rider, you know, some of the more my favorite stars and superheroes. But today we're going to talk about Lucha Libre Alliance. That's going to be spooky. It's a Halloween event, so it's not going to be as scary and as sad as what we're talking about right now. Also, did you get a chance to watch NXT, the No Mercy pay-per-view?
I sure did.
Awesome. We'll talk about that. After
I'm gonna take a little,
you have Kayam on.
Yes, we'll take a little commercial break right now, though.
Sounds good.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com. We've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Paul's Photos.
All right, everybody. Yes. Have you seen a lot of their photos?
Yeah, I almost had a chance to go out for a free photography session, but, you know, last-minute adjustments, I wasn't able to make it. But Paul's Photos, the Hulkster's down with it, so
yeah.
I'm going to co-sign on that, too. The council's behind it, so go check out Paul's Photos, guys.
Yeah.
Have you got any pictures right. from them?
Yeah, they took one of Jello that was really cute. Like, he looks really good in it. They do good.
Did she have somebody in a headlock?
No, she was,
Knockout
podcasting,
shot?
But it was one of the live broasts, and then they
got her while she was talking.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, they take really good pictures, though. Like, I always, that was one of my, like, things that I wanted to do when I was little. I was always taking pictures, but I don't know. I never got into it. I guess I just got too distracted growing up.
Well, now that you're thinking about it, you should get back into photography.
I know,
jump on in.
Way too far for me. They're in Torrance. I'm in Hacienda Heights area.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a drive.
Yeah.
But for the people in Torrance, go check it out.
Okay, so in a few, like 4 minutes, we'll be calling Guyam and stuff, but we could talk about, well, they're calling, well, Adam Copeland.
Oh, boy. Don't get me started on that nonsense. How do you feel about that?
His reasons, I think, are pretty cool, you know? Like, he said that his daughter, you don't think so? For his daughter?
No, but I'll let you go. No.
I think it is cute because, you know, she wants to see him fight with his Uncle Jay again.
Okay. That sounds like that's the gist of your whole debate. So let me just say this. Like, first of all, children don't know what's best. A child may want to wake up one day and be a giraffe. They may want to wake up and be a table. So her saying, yeah, it's best for you to give up your 25-year career, go over to the B show of sports wrestling entertainment, and have one match with Uncle Jay, who couldn't cut it, in the largest mainstream wrestling company ever, and go burn out your last years there. After 25-year decorated career, coming back from a broken freaking neck, just like Kurt Angle, and having the last 3 years run of his life, now he's going to go play with the Cucamonga kids. No, I'm sorry. Like I said, kids don't always know what's best. Just because a kid says they think this or they want that, don't do it.
Don't
remember, you're
sometimes
the adult.
They have
as
ideas.
Not. Well, I think this was a flop. I think this is a flop. It broke so many people's hearts. You got so many wrestling fans who are just sitting there throwing away their edge figures, throwing away their photographs, throwing away all their memorabilia because this man, he said it. My dream match, my dream way to end things would be in Canada where he's born, where he's from. He had a match against Sheamus, the guy who got him out of retirement and said, yo, you can still do this. And then he goes slaps everyone in the face that made him all this money for 25 years to go, like I said, on the B show against Christian, who's, I don't even think he's that good. And I don't think WWE thought he was that good either because they let him go so quick. But you know what? Whatever. Next week is Title Tuesday on AEW. And Edge's return match or his first match is going to be against a Lucha Dinosaur with a non-title match on the line. So Title Tuesday, no title. And that's Edge's first opponent. Like, I don't see any sauce there.
I feel like he just wants to relax now and just go to the B side, though.
Yeah,
you
do
know,
some spots, get
want
some of that con money.
Yet, just, you know, yeah. I don't know, I like
well,
it.
There's a lot of guys up there with broken necks
and
bad botches, so I don't know, man. I think this might be a detriment to his career.
I was watching that show, have you ever seen that show, The Vikings?
No, but I heard about it. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
It's really good, and he's on it. But, like, I hate him on it. Like, you just hate him on it. But
why,
that's,
is he a super heel or is he an annoying babyface?
He's a heel.
Oh, okay.
You hate him. You hate him on it. He did good playing that part, though. So we're going to be giving Guyam another call right now. Hello, Guyam. It's Sonia. United Wrestling Council Radio.
Yes, I'm
How
so
are
happy
you?
To hear from you. I'm very, very happy and very, very pleased to be on the show.
We're so happy to have you. You know, you're my favorite.
Well, wow, that is a big honor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, for real. You're one of my favorites to watch. I always love when I know you're going to be there.
Wow, that's very special. And very important to me. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. We also have Lance with us today, Lance Winters. Lance, say hello.
Yeah, my friend Lance.
Hey, Cam,
yeah,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. We just finished working out in the ring a little while ago, so I feel nice and pumped up, you know?
That's right.
Awesome. We love to have that energy. I got some new pants.
My brother.
I thought you'd be happy to hear that. So no more ankle biters for me. I got some new pants,
okay.
So they're not. I don't have to worry about the flood coming around next time I'm in the ring. Just thought you'd be happy to hear that.
Yeah, very, very happy to hear that, my friend. All right, yeah, that's good when things fit just right. Yeah, okay, cool.
That's funny. So how are you doing?
Yeah, everything's fine. We're happy. We're really excited about our big show coming up. And, of course, I'm a bundle of nerves, but that's just the beauty of it, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't, my dad would say, if you don't feel that nervousness, then get out of the business. You need to feel that. That's that bite. That's the heart in you that tells you, you got to go. You got to go for it. This is it. And so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very, very excited.
That's awesome. Tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be Sunday, August. Sunday, October 15th at 3:00. We're at excuse me. We're at the Metroflex. Metroflex. At 3 p.m., and it's a one heck of a card. It's a Halloween extravaganza. Lucha Libre Alliance presents a Halloween extravaganza. I mean, and the lineup is just incredible. We'll go over it, but one of the big things for the fans, because there's going to be a $100 prize for the fan with the best costume, and it could be a child, it could be an adult. They're going to go up there in the ring, and then our MC is going to handle it. Whoever gets the biggest applause, that's going to be the $100 recipient of the prize from Lucha Libre Alliance. Wow, that's exciting. So it's just going to
be
a show where there's just going to be seeing goblins and witches and mummies. And then right in the ring, you're going to see the big old guys, the mummy. You're going to see... the werewolf, Frankenstein, and then, of course, Tony Reyes, Warhawk, and Fletcher Fugaz. Wow. Plus, the main event is the big title match. The champ, AJ Mana, putting his title at stake against big old destroyer, the Red Spider. So that's going to be one heck of a match. And then, you want me to go over the whole card?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
To.
Yeah. Well, look at this, Lance. The main is the world title, and then the semi main is that the Halloween extravaganza with Fletcher Fugaz, Warhawk, and the Mummy going against Tony Reyes, Big Tony Reyes, the Werewolf, and Frankenstein. Then the third match, that's us. That's for the title, tag team titles, the champs, Hades, Hades, and Maligno, defending titles for the third time. Against yours truly, El Chivo Cayam, and my partner, Jaguar de Oro. I mean, that's experienced 100%, okay, my partner and I. So we're ready. Like I told you, just came back from the gym. My wife looks sharp as can be. So we're ready for this. And then it's going to be Reno Black or Rhino Black versus Quetzal. That, these two guys are great, great wrestlers. You guys already have seen Quetzal. You haven't seen Rhino Black. This kid's from Acapulco, Mexico. He's an excellent wrestler. Yeah, hi. And he comes from the gym. We're partners in the gym, and he is one disciplined guy. And then the opener, it's a three-way. It's Kali versus Richter, and then Legend Darryl. And, I mean, that's just the opener, man. And that's a three-way. These guys have been going at it for a few months.
Yeah.
And they're ready to rock. And so, I mean, they're out there to light it up from the first bell. And it's going to stay like that all the way through. Our commissioners, of course, is Enigma de Oro. El Chivo will be there present as well. The refs are Sexy Chino and Capulina. This time Tuso hasn't been feeling too well. Capulina's taking over for him for a few shows. But it's one heck of a show. But again, the fans can walk out with $100. Cold cash. No coupon, no gift card. No. Cold cash, man. Cold cash. The best costume. And again, it could be a child, it could be an adult. Doesn't matter. The people are going to be the judges. And that's going to really, really be exciting. So if you two guys want to wear a crazy costume, you're free to join the party.
I would love to. I was about to say, women, children, men, they could all enter. What if I dressed up
everybody
as a Chivo? You think I got a chance to win if I dressed up like a Chivo?
It's got to be a Chivo.
That might be the bias. Oh, yeah, you know me. I'm going to be wearing no gold for me. Maybe I'll wear black and red or something.
Woo! Okay, now we're
probably
talking.
Definitely win.
El Evo. Hey, I like it. El Evo Chivo. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Like
I'm already winning the bias.
you're in, my brother. Yeah, so that's
Tony, what
that's
about you?
Sunday,
what are you thinking
about? What are you going to use?
I was just wondering what Sonya was going to try to compete. What she's going to compete against
Sonya,
me. What are you going to dress up as, Sonya?
What do you think, Sonya?
I have no idea what I would dress up as. I don't
How
really
about
dress
la,
up for home.
La bruja. La bruja. La bruja. Right?
Yeah, you just got
to
put on a hat.
You could put a spell on Lance. So this way he always gets pants. That's it.
I got the hair for
it.
Oh,
and so yeah, so you the Venmo code is there right there on the card on the poster, on the flyer. Where you can look for us in all our media, you can find us there. But you could go through Venmo, or the telephone number is right there, 562-896-3954. Give me a call. We'll work it out. We just want you guys there. We want you guys there. It's going to be a party from the beginning to the very end. You know, we start at 3 o'clock, till past 3, not too much. We're done by right after six, we're done. And it's beautiful accommodations. The parking lot is wonderful. The accommodations inside the gym is wonderful. The Metroplex is a wonderful place to go see a lucha show. And the Halloween Extravaganza is definitely a show you can't miss. You cannot miss. I really hope that we're going to have a sold-out crowd. Already people are already calling up to reserve their tickets. You could reserve, you could purchase them. Point is, we want to make it as easy as possible for the fans to feel comfortable. And again, the parking lot is very secure. In the venue, we'll have security also, so feel very nice and comfortable. Right outside is La Jarochita. She's our taco person. Oh, my God, then that lady can cook. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
She really can cook. Yeah, you're going to have your tacos there and burritos and tortas and the best agua fresca de Jamaica. Mm. What's Jamaica in Spanish?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that, Jamaica? I think it's...
Hibiscus?
Hibiscus, you're right. Yes, hibiscus, absolutely. And but she prepares it just right. My wife loves it because it's not too sugary. It's very refreshing.
Yeah. That's how I like it, too.
And, So, yeah, the fans could be... Get your stuff, take it in, no problem. And it's going to be... a fantastic show. Again, that's not this Sunday, but 1 week from this Sunday, Sunday, October 15th. This Sunday, we're going to be at Mariscos Puerto Escondido. Mariscos Puerto Escondido. That's in East Los Angeles on Whittier and Indiana. You can't miss it. Just remember those two crossing streets, Whittier and Indiana. And we're going to have some live music there. The world champ AJ Manav is going to be there. The Mummy will make a visit there. There's going to be autographs. There's going to be pictures just to kick off this great Halloween extravaganza. But it's going to be live music, and it's the best seafood in all of Southern California. Again, Mariscos Puerto Escondido. That's in on Whittier Boulevard. And Whittier Boulevard and Indiana in the heart of East Los Angeles. And we're all going to be there, all the gang. And the fans love going there to get pictures with the champ and hobnob with the big Lucha Libre Alliance stars. Guys love going down there to get a chance to chat with the fans. You know, we really don't have much of a chance of doing that on the shows. Why? Because the guys... Everybody's in the dressing rooms. We're concentrated in our match. You know, we're competing that night, and after the match, you can relax. But Enigma, the commissioner, he's very old school, and he tells the guys, "You guys, you're done with your match. You stay in the dressing rooms. You're not to go out there and be working with the crowd and all that." That goes way back. You're done. You want to go home. Here's your pay. Yeah, but don't go out there and distract the fans from what's going on in the ring, you see. Yeah, so that's why he's a big stickler about that. So we don't get to interact a lot with the fans only when we're on the ring. But here's a big chance to talk Lucha Libre and talk to the fans. And we just love it there. Like I said, they have the best seafood in the world. I mean, there's nothing better than some ceviche, some shrimp ceviche, and a nice cold glass of beer. Oh, and then these days are going to be hot. Oh, man. So this Sunday, we're going to be there from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. So please drop by. Call up the same number I have here. That's area code 562-896-3954. Give us a call, and we'll reserve you a table there because it gets packed. And there's air conditioning in there, and the food is wonderful. The food is wonderful. Manny Pinson has been there several times, and he's loved it. He has loved it. He took his wife there once, and boy, woo, they had this platter with it, which is like a little sampler. A little bit of everything. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a plate like for two or three people. And it is just fresh. The shrimp is fresh. And I really, really would love to have you guys show up on that day. What do you guys think? You can make it?
I think I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, that would really be so cool to have you guys there this Sunday. on right on Whittier. Yeah, Whittier and Indiana. Yeah, this Sunday. This Sunday is the 8th, October 8th.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm putting
it in my calendar
now.
I'll have to check. I'll have to put a maybe on it because you have to have your Samoan monster on a leash. I know he's pretty feral and wild, and he doesn't like me at all. The last thing I want to do is have a plate of food and have him try to throw some food in my face, have him act like a wild Samoan because he's got problems with me. I'll make sure he's on the leash and check.
Don't you worry. We'll keep that Samoan grappler tied up, right? Yeah. That Samoan guy can pull bananas. I know that. But you'll be safe, Lance. You'll be safe, and you're gonna have a wonderful meal, and have a couple of beers. Maybe you'll get some beer muscle, and you'll attack him.
Hey, you never know. It's been done before, so that's another story of our lives. But I'm really excited for this Lucha Libre Alliance Halloween Extravaganza. I'm looking at the card, and like you said, even the opening match is going to be a triple threat, high action.
Oh,
you got the tag team champs going up against yourself and Jaguar de Oro. I've never seen a Rhino Black. I've seen a gray one. I've seen a white one. But a black one, that's going to be new to me. moving on to this tag team action. Yeah, moving on to this tag team action. I mean, Warhog, whatever team he's on, he's going to win. So that's going to be amazing for me. Tony Rage is an animal himself, so he fits into that later category with Frankenstein, werewolf, and old men that bump in the night. But I'm really excited about this main event because we're going to have a new Lucha Libre Alliance heavyweight champion by my man, my boy, my mentor, my buddy, Red Spider. So I'm very excited for this show.
Man.
I'm going to dress up as
real
a mix
deal.
Of sexy Chino and Cayam. You don't know what I'm going to dress up. I might be sexier Chino. You never know. I got the gears rolling in my head, so I'm going to start brainstorming
costumes. I got to see that. All right, my friend. I got to see that. Wonderful.
All right, Cayam. Yeah,
well, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me on. I thank Manny as well. Thank you, too. You guys are wonderful. And we'll see you on Sunday, hopefully. And then hopefully we'll have a great time. And then for sure we're there on the 15th. Thank you so much for having me on. It was always a great pleasure. Chivo power, Chivo power, Chivo power.
That's right. All right, bye.
Okay, so long. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to play a commercial. We'll be right back.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got a song. Nope. Okay, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back at United Wrestling Council. We just heard from Cayam. Cayam pretty much just told me that Red Spire's running away with the belt. I don't know if you guys heard that. I was saying how excited I am for him to win the belt. Cayam was so excited that I was on the phone with him. He just said, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some hot-hitting action come October 15th. I'm excited. Sonya. I already told you I got a plenty of ideas, so now you got to dress up as something, because if I don't win first place, you got to win first place, all right? One of us got to come home with our $100 representing UWC.
I don't even know what I would dress up as. I'm horrible. Like, I don't really dress up for Halloween. If I do, I do it with Jell-O. Like, Jell-O is supposed to be the Ursula, but, like, when she turned into a human, and I'm supposed to be the Little Mermaid this year. I don't think that's going to win, though, because they're pretty basic.
You never know. It's not about how complicated the outfit is. It's about how well done it is. before we talked to Kayam, I saw the flyer and I was like, maybe I'll dress up as a referee, get some points. And so I was making a joke about I got my new pants because my old pants, they were 3 inches too short. It looked like I was in the flood. But yeah, now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I can be Red Kayam. Maybe I can be sexier Chino. You never know. So I'm just saying, if I don't win, you got to win.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to see what you are going to dress up as. Dude, so I seen this thing online today. Oh, I seen it actually a few days ago, but I took a screenshot of it, where it supposedly Brie Bella confirms that she's going to be coming back. What do you think?
Brie Bella?
Yeah.
I mean, she's going to go to the spot show, I'm guessing, so I'm like, whatever. I'm sorry. I know. I'm smashing the AEW too hard. But honestly, I think it's cool to see people come back, smash their goals, achieve their dreams, get a fair shake. Cause I believe she stopped wrestling because she was pregnant and she had a kid on the way or something. I don't think she had a big injury that kept her away, right?
Yeah, no, it was just because of the kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, every mother deserves to come back and get a fair shake and see what she has to offer. Talking about kids. Maurice?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even get me started on that woman. My blood just got hot. I would love to see Maurice come back. I would love to see Maurice come back. She's so talented. She's so beautiful. She's such a heel. Just the way she talks is just nasty.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She's one of those those mean girls, as they say back in the day.
Yeah, like there's everything about the way she walks into this freaking room when she's walking to that ring. It's like she's just, I feel like she was like the greatest.
Oh, yeah. And then getting coupled up with Miz, just like for a lesser term, you know, just turned her up even more.
Yeah.
They were the it couple. And I think the last match she had was actually with Copeland or whatever, with Copeland and Beth Phoenix, was it? We had the intergender tag match.
I actually don't remember her last match. That was so, like, years ago.
No, she had come back recently. Like,
when was it?
I don't know. I'm on the Google machine right now.
You're going to have to Google it. Yeah. But as far as girls now that are out there, the way Becky Lynch beat Tiffany was crazy.
Oh my gosh, you're talking about that NXT No Mercy last week, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Bro, I've never seen anybody come at somebody with a construction cap on and just start the match with a solid headbutt like that. I mean, come on. She really was giving it her all right there.
Becky's a badass, dude. Like, I love the way she is. Like, even when she's getting her ass kicked and she's on the floor, like, at some point she gets the, like, stamina to just bounce up and be hopping on the ropes and, like, just come back from getting her ass, like, handed to her and stuff. It's so crazy. Like, she's got so much, like, heart is what all I can say, I guess.
Yeah, she competed with a hole in her arm, I guess, some point in the match. Tiffany ripped her open. I think if you were watching the match, I think when she got...
She hit the chair, right? Or no, the trash can?
Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot if it was a spine buster or a power bomb or something. I think that's when her arm might have cut on the lip of the trash can, you know? But that's pretty hardcore. You know, both these women were bleeding by the end of the night. They both needed some
Tiffany
stitches.
Was bleeding
so that just
straight
shows.
Away. Right when they were
somebody
sliding all the way up them stairs.
She got hit with a chain, and that chain was not one of those chains you see at Party City made of plastic. That was some real steel, and she got her head bashed. Yeah. That was wild.
She grabbed it out of the audience, didn't she?
Yeah, she just grabbed it from a random fan. I don't even think she gave it back to him. She might have gave it to somebody else. So I hope that guy's chain was insured because it just got snatched in Bakersfield.
Injuries filing an insurance claim. Better be
something, man, because you can't get away with that. I don't know if you're the man or not. You're going to have some action against that. At least if I was him, I wouldn't be one of those guys like, oh, she used my chain and lost it, whatever. At least she used my chain. I'd be like, nah, where's my chain at? That looked heavy, that looked big, that looked like it was worth a couple thousand if you ask me.
Yeah, it was very big.
But even without using the helmet and using the chain, the way she whipped out those Barbie dolls, I mean, come on, man, that's pretty pretty low blow. Everyone knows that Tiffany Stratton is the Barbie of NXT, but to have all those little broken Barbies and have her get slammed on that, come on, man, that's dirty. That's cold.
It's like crazy Barbie.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the fans got a little, just throwing them out in the crowd.
Have you seen the Barbie movie, though?
Crazy Barbie for sure. Yes.
I've definitely had some of those growing up.
Oh, yeah, you didn't take care of your toys? I kept mine in the box, so.
No, like sometimes I thought I was a hairstylist, you know, so I thought I could give her like a cute-ass haircut, and then it just turned out all bad, so.
And you're still waiting for the hair to grow back.
Yeah. I did all the treatments. Just kidding.
You try dyeing the hair with Sharpie or something with markers?
Of course. And give you them tattoos.
Oh, my goodness. You're a hairstylist, a tattoo artist, and a makeup designer in your early years.
I could do it all back then. That's a good old age.
And now you can't even figure out what you're doing for Halloween. Come on, you got to step it up. You got to apply those skills.
Starting working is killing my creativity.
I feel you on that. We're a slave to the system, and
yeah,
we need another lockdown or something so we can have some more free time. I'm just teasing. We don't need another lockdown for some free time. That's horrible to say.
It is, but, like, dude, I'm not going to lie. It was some of the greatest times, just being at home with nobody having to bother you and shit.
Getting two checks, just chilling.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, but no, it was
all. What other
like,
matches from No Mercy? Sorry.
All right, so I watched them all. The one that, other than that Becky one, I really like the Heritage Cup one with Butch and Noam Dar.
That's my man, Noam Dar.
I've been telling everybody
about him. Yeah,
I do like him. I was rooting for him the whole time. I was like, yeah, like there's something about him. I didn't really like the other guy.
Butch. You don't like Butch?
He's like, no, he's a good wrestler, but I just don't like his character. You know?
That's very true. I liked him better when he was the Bruiserweight. Pete Dunne, you know, he was more hardcore. Not hardcore, but he was more hard-hitting, I'd say, you know. But this Brawling Brute character was not it for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like how it ended, you know, because you don't need people to help Noam Dar win. But at the same time, it built up a story for this week, you know, having the help from the Gallus Bros and the rest of Metaphor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Noam Dar did what he had to do, and now he's the Undisputed Heritage Cup champion, you know, like nobody can take that from him. I don't think anybody can moving forward.
Yeah, probably not because he did. Like, I don't know. I really like him. His style, he's very talented. Very talented, and I am excited to see where he goes.
His character.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like him. And then I heard something, too, you know, in the little when Booker T and them are talking, they were talking about how LA Knight signed the contract to team up with John Cena to face the Bloodline.
That's right. This Saturday at Fastlane, they're going to be tagging up together. It's going to be awesome, man. I was hoping that it would happen.
Sounds like a good one.
I heard the reason that he wasn't there. LA Knight's the man, bro. People talk all that trash, and I'm just like, yeah.
He's good. Like, ever since somebody told me that he was a mix between Stone Cold and The Rock, it just, like, made it even more funnier, his character. Which is, like, I cannot not think about that when I see him now.
Yeah, I don't know how people thought that was a diss or how people thought that was bad, but, you know, it's not like I'm comparing you to Goldberg and, you know, Sanchez
seriously.
From down the street. Like, you're comparing them to two greats.
Seriously, like, this is crazy. So I wanted to just plug something real quick before we carry on with No Mercy. We're going to have Ray Campos on from AAPW next week. He'll be here to
snap.
Talk about some things. So that's
He's a friend
exciting.
Of Mr. Mexico, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say that he works with Mr. Mexico.
And they train some people that have been to high places, am I right?
Yeah, they have, so it's exciting to have them on, or him on. We already had Mr. Mexico on a few weeks ago, so then that was awesome. Especially because he knows my dad, like he was close with my dad back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
I probably met him, but I just can't remember because, you know, I was little. I was like...
And half the time
they're
wearing masks and stuff, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that too. And I was little, like I don't know, like up until... I stopped really going when I was like 15. And then I started hanging out with my friends too much, but... Like, I used to go when I was, like, very little till 15. So, yeah.
That's how it goes, man. You're a kid and all these people, all these people, you know, they introduce you and then you don't see them for, like, 15 years later and they remember you, but you're just like, huh? Because I've had that with family members as well, you know. They're like, I haven't seen you since you were a kid. And I was like, yeah, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't even remember your name. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, like Dan and Manny were like, I remember them. I did see them a lot, though, when I got older. I did see them a lot more than the other ones. So I was like, okay, I do remember them. There's a few that I do remember, but just the ones that, like, were mostly at the gyms. Like, the ones that used to come to the house, I remember. The ones that used to go to my mom's beauty salon, I remember. And the ones that used to work with the United Wrestling Council when my dad first started it. Those are the ones I remember.
The core members in your brain.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So what matches did you like besides the two that I mentioned already?
Okay. So you have the North American Championship. Dirty Dom going up against Trick Williams.
Yep.
Who would have expected that ending?
Yeah,
that's
I didn't.
What I'm saying. Who would have expected that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of had a feeling.
Mommy's not gonna like this.
Oh, she did not like it at all because she gave him a mouthful Monday on Raw, saying if you don't win that belt back, you're pretty much locked out of the bedroom. You're sleeping on the couch. So
he definitely let mommy down.
Damn, Sonya, I had to be all aggressive with it. But in all seriousness, it was a cool match. You know, you got to see Dom out there by himself, no mommy, no Judgment Day. So we really got to see, you know, how much this guy's grown in the last 3 years. I remember seeing one of his first matches. He couldn't even string together a combo without looking confused and lost. And he was running things for the most part until he super kicked the heck out of... Yeah,
Dragon
you know,
Lee?
Just too much sauce going on. Dragon Lee, there you go. Yeah, he kicked his head off. That was pretty wild. All the times Trick Williams went for the pin and there was no ref around, I was like, damn, I can't believe they're going to do him like that, you know, like put the belt that close to his hands and then just not give it to him. But it was cool in the end. Like I said, you didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming.
No.
I kind of thought, I looked it up online afterwards, and people say that they saw it coming. Because I don't
They're
know if
lying.
You saw Raw, not this week, but last week, there was a segment where, you know, there was a brawl, like always, like how Monday Night always opens. There's a brawl between the Judgment Day and Cody Rhodes and et cetera. And I guess what happened was Finn Balor pushed the ref. You know, that was part of the gimmick. But then apparently Dom rushed in and, like, knocked out a ref. And that wasn't part of the show. So people are saying he lost the belt as punishment for, you know, going off the rails.
I
guess in WWE, nowadays you're not supposed to touch referees at all. Like, that's like a mortal sin pretty much. So, I don't know. People are saying that's why he lost the belt, to teach him a little
Everybody
lesson.
Everybody with their conspiracy theories, always.
Exactly. Did you watch NXT
you
this
know.
Week?
There is a lot of rules.
Oh, yeah. Got to protect the refs, and you got to you know, build the story. It was cool for Trick to win the belt because then his partner, Carmelo Hayes, actually lost the belt that night. So it's kind of like a change of power, you know. The top guy went down, the bottom guy went up. So that could be it, too.
What do you think about?
Oh, no, I was just saying you never know how things play out. You never know what the conspiracies. You don't know if it was because of this or because of that. I think it had to do with the whole Carmelo Hayes loss. So Trick Williams winning was, you know, kind of like why it happened. I don't know about the whole conspiracy about Ray or Dominic hitting referees.
Yeah. What did you think about the Hayes and Dragunov fight?
I was ready for it to be over.
Me too.
They're both, I'm not going to lie, they're both top-tier, high-quality fighters, but, like, the match they put together was kind of like the first match that they went up against each other a couple months ago. So I was just like, all right, I'm ready to see new people in the top. You know what I mean? The new NXT champions, because they've both done this dance before. And like I said, on Tuesday we saw them go at it again. So that was like a third time already, you know. And like I said, they're both talented. Like, they both have their skill sets. But when you see the same thing, it's just like, all right, what's next? Who's going to be the next guy coming on top? At least with Bron Breakker, when he was a champion, he was taking on everybody. There's different people every week. He went through the whole roster, and that kept things fresh, you know. So we'll just have to wait to see who's next for Ilya Dragunov. But, yeah, that match is kind of like the – it wasn't a bad match, you know, not to say, but it was just I wasn't as interested, and it seems like you weren't either.
Yeah, that one was, like, kind of like – I don't know. It just, like, wasn't that interesting to me. This time, I felt it very like, oh yeah, I was just ready for it to end and get to the next match. Honestly, I felt that way also about the
Corbin one. Oh man, no, I was different on that one. I enjoyed that. It was straight comedy for me when Bron Breakker, when he came out, he was wearing that big ass dog hood helmet.
That was
straight comedy. It reminded me of a wrestler here in California. His name is Cal Jack, and he kind of wears the same headpiece, except it's like a brown bear, because that's his gimmick. He's the big grizzly Cal Jack. So when I first saw that, I was watching the pay-per-view late at night, and I was like, oh, my God, is that Cal Jack on the show? And then, no, it was just Bron Breakker. So I was like, oh, never mind. But I thought it was cool, Baron Corbin coming out, because he came out on his little motorcycle. It wasn't electric. It looked gas-powered, so that revving of the engine really did hit different. So I thought that was cool, you know, but.
They make electric bikes now.
Who knows, man? Yeah, you know, like little, like a scooter type bikes or whatever, like electric bikes. Yeah, so I thought it was gonna be one of those kind of gimmicks, but he came out on a real motorcycle. So it reminded me of Undertaker when he used to come out back in the day on the Harley.
I was watching it with my dude's daughter, and she was like, is that Undertaker? I was like, no. It's just because of that. Yeah, she thought the same thing, too. They're very Undertaker-like. I did like the four-way match with the tag team, or with the tag team. I forgot their names. There's too many of them.
I got you. It was a four-way tag team match between the champions Tony D and Channing Stacks Lorenzo. They defeated Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo, the Creed Brothers, and OTM, which is the newest team out of the four of them. But I love me them Creed Bros. Them Creed Brothers, they're just something else. They're the peak of physical, the peak of technicians, like. Last time they're on a pay-per-view, I had my boy Julius. He had one guy in an angle lock, and then the other guy tried to run at him. He kicked him in the gut. So he had one guy in an angle lock, and then he gave a powerbomb to the other guy at the same damn time. I don't think I've ever seen anything of that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some real skill. That impressed me.
For me,
but this match,
the part where they all
tell me
they all did they were all on the top of the turnbuckle, and they all did the four-way suplex.
Dangerous.
That was crazy.
But so cool.
That was crazy. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, no, but that was like, that was one of the coolest things that I've seen in a wrestling match.
Oh, no, definitely, because, you know, maybe a double suplex is one thing, but all four corners, like, they're
yeah.
very talented to be able to perform that at the same time. They all dropped at the same time, and nobody, like, landed on each other or kicked someone in the head, you know. It was, because we saw
yeah.
the aerial view of it, you know, so it showed everything. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was pretty impressive.
Me too. So we're going to play one more commercial before we get out of here. So we'll be back
Sounds good.
In a second.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Yeah, Paul's Photos. All
right.
Sir, so is
there, and photos lamps.
Is there anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I actually did some research. Like I said, I was on the Google machine, and I found out what exactly happened with Maurice's
okay.
last match. It was pretty recent. It was Royal Rumble 2022, so it was just last year.
Oh, wait, you were talking about Maurice's last match? I thought you meant Breeze.
Oh, my goodness, no. I thought you were talking about Maurice, because I was having hot flashes thinking about her. And
okay,
I
was
like, yeah,
was
she did wrestle recently. It was The Miz and Maurice going up against Beth Phoenix and Edge at Royal Rumble 2022.
You're right. I do remember that.
Yeah,
one.
they were wearing red.
Yeah. Yes. I do remember that.
She kicked
that
ass. She still had it.
Yeah.
She was out of
yeah.
business for 12 years, and she, woo, got me hot.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. Like, that. I don't know. Out of all the girls over the years, nobody is as badass as her and more, like, she's got, like, the je ne sais quoi, no, the charisma, like, just everything about her is, like, awesome, dude.
Yeah, full-on professional, inside and out,
yeah.
mother of two or three, I think three kids now, but
two.
When it was time to put on those boots, it's like she barely lost her day, you know, and she was,
yeah.
She I remember her doing that big-ass moonsault going outside the ring, and I was like, damn, she still got it, no fear.
Yeah.
Just getting business done, you know.
Yeah, that girl's amazing. Jello's go-to show when she just, like, wants to have something on is The Miz and Mrs., so I'm always seeing Maurice every day.
Oh, that's not a bad show at all. Way
no,
better than Total Divas, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, way better than Total Divas. I watched them both all the way through, too, so... Yeah, way better. I feel I could speak on them pretty good and say, yes, way better. I hate, you know who I cannot stand? Is Natalia Hart. No, is Natalie?
Oh, my gosh.
Natalia,
she was... Yeah, Natalia.
Okay, yeah.
She was horrible on that show. She was just so annoying. Everything bugged her.
Yeah, she's such a crybaby. Like, she doesn't, like, I guess she wants to be in the main spot and shit, and she has the family name, but I just don't think she's that talented to make it to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, she definitely doesn't have that whatever it factor her dad had. Maybe it's because her dad was rolling with Bret Hart, and she don't have a partner like that to run with. She was always with
exactly.
different partners, part-time partners.
Yeah. Out of them, her dad wasn't even, like, it was Owen Hart and Brett that were, like, the main ones, you know? Like, I barely remember
mm-hmm.
him. I do remember him, but, you know, you kind of barely remember him. I don't know if that's like that
yeah,
for everybody.
Yeah, it's always,
but I was
Brett's the first
wrestling
one you jump to.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I seen Bret. I didn't get to meet him. I didn't talk to him. But I was like, I was sitting in the lobby at WrestleCon, the hotel, and Bret Hart was just like standing 2 feet away from me. So I just took a little sneaky picture.
Oh my!
Yeah. It was pretty awesome. WrestleCon was really
You can't
awesome.
Wait to see me at a WrestleCon.
Yeah, no, it was really awesome. It was like so cool that Manny like took us to that. It was a very
whatever happens
like
again.
An experience I'll remember forever.
Well, if Manny ever gives us the opportunity again, I'm gonna be the biggest fucking mark. You're gonna have to have a chain on just to keep me back. Because if I see someone, I'm like, yo, what's up? And get a picture. Yo. You don't know, man.
No. Nope.
Talking about wrestling. Yeah, that makes sense. I know it's the big forbidden rule. I know it's a big thing you don't do, but I probably would just out of impulse because I've been watching wrestling since I was a little kid, you know, so.
Yeah.
Especially with so many people just suddenly passing and stuff, too. Like, I want to be able to soak in the moments, and I'll pay that money for that photo op or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's me marking out. Sorry, Manny.
The Goldberg line was ridiculous. The Ric Flair line was ridiculous. The Bret Hart line was ridiculous. The Mick Foley line was ridiculous. I would have loved to get a picture with all of them, especially for Jello to For Jello to have met Goldberg would have been hilarious. My dad used to he had a Goldberg doll. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I have mentioned it on the show before, but I don't know. I think it was before you were on. My dad had a Goldberg doll that was probably like about like 2 feet big, I guess. And then when Jello was like 2 years old, he used to use it to like fight with her. So that was like her enemy. That was her enemy when she was a baby.
And now she's trained, so if she runs into him, she might give him that receipt.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she was saying, too. She came for revenge. All right, well.
She's a wild one. I don't mess with her.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So before we get out of here.
I got to go get her from work, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wrap it up. As I said, make sure you watch NXT next week because your boy Cody Rhodes is going to be on. Micro Asuka is going to be on. And John Cena is going to be in the main event. So I don't know if that's something you're interested in. Maybe we can talk about that next week.
Yes, I for sure will watch NXT this week. And then also next week we're going to have Rey Campos again from – or not again, but I just wanted to plug it again. Rey Campos from AEW.
Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome. All right. Talk to you next week, Glenn.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too.